So how do you go from working for money to having your money work for you? Stick around. We'll be right back. It's a good one. Hey, peeps. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. So now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we're going to be doing part one of the Rich Dad Poor Dad series by Robert Kiyosaki and Sharon Lechter. So we're going to be going over, you know, the book in a kind of a quick and dirty fashion that you got used to here. And the book, it covers a few topics that you've asked me to cover. So I figured, hey, why not just do a review on basically the Rich Dad Poor Dad book, right? You know, it's this this famous book. It encourages people to become financially literate and build assets. Like any book, there are supporters and critics. But the big takeaway is that to open your mind to business and the financial education stuff, right? Yeah, as the title alludes, Mr. Kiyosaki was greatly influenced by two men. One was his father, who was a highly intelligent man with a PhD that worked for the state of Hawaii, who had financial hardships later in life. The other was his best friend's father, who only had like an eighth grade education, but went on to be one of the wealthiest men in Hawaii. While growing up, he was able to learn multiple outlooks on various subjects through these two men. These different outlooks that he explains can help us question what we've been taught, and it helps us look at things in kind of a different light. Different views on life give us a lot of different insight that you may not have been maybe raised around, so they can help us expand our minds and kind of view the world in different ways. One big lesson in this book is based on the two things that his fathers would say. The poor dad would say, "I can't afford that." Rich dad would say, "How can I afford that?" If you break this down to "I can't" versus "how can I," this is going to be applied to so many different areas in our life. Understand that saying that "I can't" lets your mind just kind of like give up by accepting that you can't do something. Your mind accepts this as a fact, and it allows you to quit. When you ask yourself or your mind, "How can I?" it kind of opens up your mind, right? You start thinking and planning and formulating and discussing this with others, researching, etc., all that kind of stuff. It's the difference between "I can't start my own business" and "how can I start my own business?" One major point in this book is that the rich don't work for money. They let their money work for them. Most people in the United States, if not most of the world, are taught to go to school. They're taught to get good grades, to go to college, get a good, safe, secure job, and retire from that job after 30 or 40 years and then live off the pension. Well, how many people do you know nowadays that work for a company for 30 or 40 years? Many times, it may not be because, you know, they wanted to leave. It may be due to the company going out of business. It's really important to note, too, that, you know, both Rich and his poor dads were proponents of education. Here's an example of the two mindsets. Poor dad would be like, you know, "Study hard and work for a great company." And Rich dad would say something like, "Study hard and buy great companies." This plan puts many people into the middle class, where you're working to pay bills and taxes and most of the month, and may have some left over to spend on things like, I don't know, TVs and cars and boats, etc. He discusses that the rich invest, and those dollars become like little employees that make him money. This brings us to the next big point, which is financial literacy, right? Now, the first part of the financial literacy is the difference between assets and liabilities. He makes this very easy. He puts, you know, assets put money in your pocket, and liabilities basically take money out of your pocket. One of the most controversial examples of a liability he gives us in the book is our house. If you live in a house, then you pay a mortgage and you pay property taxes and you got to pay insurance and upkeep and maintenance and water heaters and HVACs and all that kind of stuff, right? Therefore, it's constantly taking money out of our pockets. If the home is a rental property now, that gives you money each month. Then this is an asset. Many argue that your home is an asset because you hope to make money on it, I guess, when you sell it. Well, this can be true. It can also backfire big time, as we saw in the 2008 housing crisis. So Mr. Kiyosaki, he also discusses four parts of financial literacy. One was accounting, you know, the ability to read numbers about money, like bank statements and balance sheets, stuff like that. Then he talks about, like, number two would be like investing, whether it's in mutual funds or crypto or the stock market or real estate, businesses, all that kind of stuff, right? Number three, he talks about understanding markets, learning the rules, basically, of supply and demand. Number four, he talks about the law, how to understand tax advantages and personal protection brought on by corporations. So to summarize, keep your mind open. Think, how can I, rather than defaulting to, I can't. This book is great at showing how different mindsets can view the same issues in totally different ways. Poor dad might say something like, don't take risks, where rich dad may say something like, learn to manage risks. Financial literacy is so important. We spend so much time watching TV and playing video games and listening to the radio, all that kind of stuff. But how much time do we spend expanding our financial education? Finally, we talked about Kiyosaki's definition of assets and liabilities. Assets, they kind of put money in our pocket, and liabilities kind of takes money out of our pocket, right? So how many of you actually read Rich Dad, Poor Dad? What are some of your key takeaways? I would love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. And has this book had any impact on your life or your mindset? Also, let me know what other topics you want us to cover in the comments section below. And as always, stay safe, stay sane. God bless you. Love you. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.